Sound the bells. Good morning, everyone. And welcome, welcome. Happy Easter. So good to have everyone here. So we welcome everyone here and everyone joining us by way of the internet this morning. We especially do welcome Pastor Chris Townsend and his wife Sarah this morning. We are so glad you are here. I have no other announcements, so we will just proceed with our service.
I invite all who are able to please stand at this time for our call to worship, as you see on the screen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our Savior is risen.
Our Savior is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Let's now sing with strong voices. I don't know if there's any dust up there, but if we sing strong enough, the heavens will shake it loose. A great song to open on this Easter Sunday. Jesus Christ is risen today. Please be seated. We have our responsive reading as you see coming up on the screen. Loving Jesus in a broken and fearful world,
you continue to reveal yourself to us each day, bringing your peace and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
We give thanks for your life, death, and resurrection that offers us forgiveness and life each day.
Thank you for your daily guidance and love, that we might follow you before any human authority
and know the saving power of your love.
Amen. Amen.
And we sing joyfully together because he lives.
Bye. but greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know.
I greatly appreciate your ministry. I saw some children here earlier and I greeted some families. I'd like to invite some children up for a children's message, or if you're young at heart, you can come up as well. So come on up, kids. I have something for you, a gift. I see some running that way. Come on up this way. If you have bunny ears on, I'll give you something to replace the bunny ears. Come on up over here. Right here. You guys can sit right here, front and center. Good morning. Did you guys get an Easter bunny yet? No?
Not at our house.
Not at your house? When I was young like you, I had a hairstyle like you too, and now I grew old and I get the hairstyle. Thank you for coming up. God has blessed us with Easter, and that's a wonderful thing. Do you guys know what a king is? You know what a king, what's a king? A ruler, that's right, yeah. Who is the King of Kings? Jesus. We're at 100% right now. So I have a gift for you today. Now, this is a crown, and it's not necessarily the crown that Jesus was wearing, but I don't even know if it'll fit. I have a big head. Did you notice that? So, it really doesn't fit my head. But I'm going to give you, Sarah, can you help get some crowns for these kids? Jesus wore a crown, and he continues to be our crown, and he blesses us as the king. And we can be very grateful for that. Mom and Dad or Grandma will have to adjust it for you because, yeah, let's see if it fits. Oh, yeah. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. You're looking good. Looking good. But we know Jesus is the King of Kings, and he's the ruler of all. And we can give thanks for that every day, just not on Easter, because all of us of any age that call upon Jesus Christ know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace. So I'm going to ask you if you guys can fold your hands, all right? We're going to have a prayer before you go back to your families, all right? So let's fold your hands. Maybe close your eyes so you can concentrate. Just concentrate on Jesus. God, we thank you for these children, for their families, for their extended families as well. We thank you that they are part of your family, the family which you are a king of, and we thank you for that. May you bless them and keep them always. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. All right, go ahead and go back to your seat. If you need an extra crown, I have extras too. Did he get one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Very good. Well, grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, who is the King, and the King is alive. Amen. We're here today to worship the Prince of Peace, to worship Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and he has been and always will be for us. He lived well, but he died far too young. During his lifetime, many came to know and love him deeply. He broke many hearts when he died, and people were left lost and feeling alone. But shortly after his death, people began to see him, began to see the King alive in the flesh. The news spread like wildfire that the King was alive. And that is the good news, that the King is alive. Oh, by the way, I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Elvis. There are literally thousands of Elvis followers who really believe that the King of rock and roll is alive. There have been Elvis sightings right here in Iowa, in Cherokee, in Sioux City, even at the Flying J in Des Moines, that the King of rock and roll is alive. And if you check it out on the internet, you'll know that it's true, because it's on the internet. Now, I hope I don't offend some deeply devoted followers of the King of rock and roll by saying on this Easter Sunday morning, Elvis is dead. He is not alive. He was a great performer, a great sharer of gospel music and rock and roll music, but too many fried peanut butter sandwiches, oh, banana with it too, I think was part of his demise. And I don't care how many times Elvis is cited, I don't care how many reports on the internet people tell us that Elvis is alive, I'll never believe it. Not even if I see him in the flesh. I'll probably still ask for a DNA swab just to see. Now, on this great Easter Sunday morning, our focus is to turn to the real King. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus has risen from the dead, that he is and always will be the King of Kings. And I believe right down to my sort of blue suede shoes that Jesus is alive. But I imagine that always hasn't been the case for some people, even here in this sanctuary in the Iowa Greater Lakes area as well. And maybe some of you thought at one point in your journey in life that the idea of a dead man rising from a tomb was simply ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing you'd ever heard, that somebody rose from the dead. Lee Strobel, a former famous atheist, initially based out of Chicago, who now lives for Jesus Christ, a hardcore Christian, once said, as an atheist, it's no different than believing that Elvis is alive if you believe Jesus is alive. But as a follower of Jesus, I'm wondering if an unbeliever has ever asked you, you say Jesus is alive, prove it to me. How do you know Jesus is alive? And for a moment, take that in. How did you or how would you respond to that question if somebody asked you, prove to me that Jesus is alive? I was asked that very question while attending Arizona State University years ago. Okay, no jokes about the mascot, who's actually a devil. So no jokes about that one. Some Christians would respond to the question, you say Jesus is alive, how can you believe in such nonsense, by responding, I don't know, I just do. I do believe Jesus is alive. And he's in every believer's heart, walking with every believer every day. Some people wouldn't respond that way. They'd respond with Bible verses to the unbeliever and quote scripture. Well, if it's an unbeliever, they don't believe that the Word of God is the truth, that there's no mistakes in God's Word. So the unbeliever isn't going to grasp the truth found in our scriptures. But as believers, we know that he is risen. See, there was a response in there. My wife knows this one. He is risen. And that knowledge caused great joy on the morning some 2,000 years ago. And it should cause great joy right here in Milford this morning, as it is for over 2 billion Christians who are worshiping the risen Lord around the world today. And we can give thanks that there's the resurrection of the King of Kings, and it's being celebrated across the world. Even in areas of strife and challenge, that Jesus is being celebrated. And we know for certain that our Lord, Jesus, was crucified. He died and was buried. But on the third day, he rose again. We can know that for certain. With all that said, I want to dig into some Bible readings for today from God's holy word. As I mentioned a moment ago, there are people right here in the Milford area that don't believe that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and rose from the dead some 2,000 years ago. But I pray for all of you here today that Jesus is in your heart and you'll hear these words in that fashion. Some felt that even on that first Easter Sunday morning, that Jesus really wasn't alive. One of them was Mary Magdalene. The scripture will lay this out for you. I'm going to share multiple scriptures, but the first one is our gospel text from John chapter 20. Now on the first day of the week, please note that would have been a Sunday like we're having today. Please note that. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. By the way, that's a reference to John, and this part of Scripture is only found within this gospel text. We continue. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Wait, what is Mary talking about here? They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. She doesn't know where they laid him. She was with him for multiple years and heard his, Jesus' teaching about rising on the third day. She walked with Jesus, sat at Jesus' feet, listened to his teaching, and there in the midst of that teaching, she still didn't comprehend, believe that the King of Kings is alive. That's been going on for a long time, that people struggle with that. I'd like to share with you from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, in part, chapter 25. "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, 'Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" How thankful are we that Jesus, the King of Kings, in going to the cross, in going into the tomb, and rising on the third day, wipes away our tears. Because if you're a human, you've had tears. You've had sadness. You've had strife in your life. But if you walk with Jesus, he wipes away our tears and lifts us up. Shifting gears to hear from the man who, in part because of God's guidance, wrote most of the New Testament. I'm referring to Paul, the Apostle Paul, reading from 1 Corinthians 15. "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time." Paul appears to have a different experience than Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, who spent time with Jesus himself. But Paul has a different experience in expressing that to us. He didn't get the chance to walk with Jesus, Paul actually was one that persecuted Christians initially when he was Saul. He was not a kind man at that time. But Paul came to know the King of Kings. He came to know Jesus the Christ. And God's word provided blessings in Paul's life that he shared with many, many people. So Paul responded differently than Mary Magdalene. Paul responded in that big step of faith, knowing that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that he is the King. But I ask again, how would you respond to that? Especially if somebody asked you the question. And some of you might share with great passion that faith in Jesus has changed your life. Praise God. The faith in Jesus has pulled you out of an addiction. The faith in Jesus has cured you from a terrible disease. Praise God for all of that. We recognize, as followers, I pray all of us are, that Jesus is alive. And he's living in and through us each and every day. And yet, if historical evidence and personal testimony aren't enough, how do we prove to the unbeliever about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? You don't. It's not your job. It's the job of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we can share God's love with people and share our personal experience with people, but it's not up to us to prove Jesus to people. Let the Holy Spirit do that in and through you, and let the Holy Spirit be at work. And I believe no one wants us to be in a living relationship with Jesus more than Jesus himself. He wants all people to know him as the King of Kings. So I believe that we can trust in him, that if we have an open heart, he will guide us each and every day of our life to a better life. I didn't say it was a happier life or always a more joyful life, because life sometimes is hard. But with Jesus, life can be just a simple blessing. 2,000 years ago, when some of the women, the followers of Jesus, searched for him in the graveyard, he revealed himself to them. And then when Thomas, one of the top 12, was doubting that Jesus was alive, Jesus revealed himself to Thomas, showed him the wounds in his hands and his side and his feet. And King David, writing in the book of Psalms we find in the Old Testament, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Thousands of years before, the blessing was there, acknowledging that the Lord is good. So I ask you to taste and see on this Resurrection Sunday morning, on this Easter Sunday morning, that the Lord is good. We'll be celebrating Holy Communion in a little while and partaking in that special time where we realize the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But if you still have doubts, or people that you know have doubts about who Jesus claimed who he was, that the King is really alive, I pray you just talk to him. Converse with the King of Kings. And allow him to infiltrate your heart and change your life as he has mine. I know your life will be different if you do. It's tough to remain the same when the Savior of the world has impacted your heart. So I ask you, if you have any doubts, lay those doubts aside. Lay them at the feet of the cross, at the feet of Jesus, and come to him with an open heart and honor him with the faith that he has provided to you. Jesus offers himself openly, freely, to all who are willing to accept him as Savior. And I promise you this, I'm willing to give up my life for the King of Kings, for Jesus who is the Christ. I'm willing to recognize the resurrection as the truth, not fiction, but simply fact. That Jesus Christ rose from the dead, came out of the tomb, and blessed people then and now, some 2,000 years later. Please know that the King of Rock and Roll is dead, but the King of Kings is very much alive. He has risen from the dead, and that's the best news that we especially as followers of Jesus Christ, can know. It changes everything. But don't take my word for it. Let Jesus prove it to you personally. He is risen?
He is risen indeed.
Let's pray. Risen Jesus, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Prince of peace. You wear the crown of glory. Thank you. You wear it for all who call upon you as Savior. Thank you. May we, gathered here this morning as your followers, come to be impacted by you daily. Just simply praise you each day through prayer, through song, and through our actions. God, we thank you for wearing the crown of glory for us. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. At this time, I invite the band to come up, and we're going to sing a wonderful song, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
It's so much fun hearing you sing. And we don't get to hear you sing when the piano and the guitars are drowning you out. So the second verse is going to be all a cappella, so I can enjoy hearing you sing.
That all of God's people who are able to please stand as we enter into our communion preparation. We share in the great thanksgiving and the words of institution. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
We give thanks to the Lord our God. And at this time, we remember the night in which Jesus Christ was betrayed. It was on that night that he took bread such as this. He gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then it was after supper that Jesus took a cup and he gave thanks. And he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is of the new covenant shed in my blood for you, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it in remembrance of me." And now we join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to be seated, and those assisting with communion to come forward at this time. Here we have the opportunity to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. All who believe in him as Lord and Savior are welcome to his table. In a moment, the ushers will guide you forward as they do. I have no idea how they do it because it's my first time here. So however they do it, you may know how, or they know how. And we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. Thank you very much. And at this time, we have song as well. Thank you. I invite all who are able to please stand at this time for the post-communion blessing. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and provide you with never-ending grace. Amen. We now join together in our Christian statement of faith, the Apostles' Creed. Would you please join with me? I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Together our sending song, which is the truth. I know that my Redeemer lives. I share the benediction, please know that you are all welcome to join in a wonderful time of breakfast in the rear of the sanctuary in that fellowship area. Enjoy fellowship with one another on this great Easter morning. One more time, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Praise God. Receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord look upon you with His face, causing you to smile in His grace each and every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. Please.